The Brady Report. It's almost end of financial year. EFE. And EFE thing you buy at Officeworks before midnight June 30 could be tax deductible.
Well, he's had and about. End of Brady, good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone. And I understand it is Breast Cancer Care WA's Purple Bra Day, so I hope you're wearing yours, Millsy. Get out there and support a great charity. I will be running City to Surf for them in August in your city.
Yes, looking forward to seeing you down there. If you're out and about today, see the purple bra, give a bit. Breast cancer not only impacts on women, but it's also a big impact on men as well these days. Now, let's look at the final two for who wants to be Prime Minister.
Yeah, we're down to the final two. It was very, very close for one guy, but top of the poll, yet again, Boris Johnson. So he's into the final two, and he's joined by Jeremy Hunt, who is the Foreign Secretary, and he squeezed in by two votes, narrowly ahead of Michael Gove. So Gove goes, and the final two names on the ballot, which will now be posted out to about 160,000 members of the Conservative Party, Boris Johnson or Jeremy Hunt to be the next Prime Minister of Britain. What follows now is 4 weeks of hustings, TV debates, and hopefully some interviews by both of them, because we've heard quite a lot from Jeremy Hunt and not that much substance from Boris Johnson. Lots of bluster, lots of charisma, the usual Boris puppetry and pantomime, but this is a big gig and this country has some huge challenges facing it. What's Boris Johnson going to be like as PM if he gets the nod?
All right, well, it'll be interesting to follow that over the next few weeks. Now, who's out and about and who's protesting?
Today, later today, retirees over the age of 75, they've recently been told that their free TV licence, remember we pay a fee of about $250, which goes to the BBC, despite the fact that you've got Sky, you've got Netflix, you've got ITV, you've got, 700 channels and sometimes not very much on, as that old song used to go, whoever sang that in America. Basically, the BBC have told the over 75s they're pulling the plug and they will have to pay for their own TV licence as of next May. So a group of pensioners are getting together today and organising national protests. Let's hear what they have to say on the airwaves.
All right, mate. Excellent work. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. And we'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
Can't wait. Have a great weekend, guys. And well done, those Eagles.
Yeah, they played very well last night. Inter, although West Coast, Essendon weren't particularly good. He's got his eye on everything, Inter, hasn't he?
No, he loves the Eagles.
I don't know how he does
it. He's a keen Eagles man.